Vibes. Drippy for the garden.
Master Frenzy on the mix.
One to the beat, just one.
Drippy police.
One for the baby, just one.
Just one. Yeah.
Share wine with the wickedest wine.
With the wickedest wine.
One to the beat, just one.
Just one.
Wine for the baby, just one. Share wine with the wickedest wine.
With the wickedest wine.
Purchase.
Hello guys and welcome to the second episode of the Austin Effect. I'm Austin Ude, your host, and with me here in the studio is Drippy.
What up people, it's your boy Drippy. I'm here with my main man Austin.
Yeah. So as we said in the trailer, we spoke about the dreams we don't live in the first episode, and in this second episode, they are speaking with people who are living their own dreams, and why should it be them? Why should they excel perfectly
in
whatever they are doing? So, you're living your dream, right?
Yeah.
So now, this is kind of like a question and answer segment.
Okay.
But there are rules. First rule is that you are supposed to answer all the questions truthfully.
No problem.
Second rule is that you have only one question to throw back to me.
Which is?
Any point you want from the questions I'll be asking.
Okay.
And then you cannot throw the why should it be you question back to me. So are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's get started.
So, okay now. So what is like your signature entrance? What should you be saying? I will know that yes, it's Drippy that I sing this song.
My signature entrance. Let's say vibes. Oh, Drippy for the girls then. Anything.
So.
But currently I don't have any.
You haven't picked out one yet. So vibes and Drippy for the girls then.
Vibes, man.
Vibes. So now, what type of music do you make?
I'm an Afrobeat artist.
Yeah, I'm an Afrobeat artist. So you make only Afrobeats?
No, depends on the vibe, man. The vibe
depends on the vibe.
Yeah.
So you can do trap?
Yeah, I can.
You can do rap?
Any.
Okay, so can you give us like a verse? A rap verse or any verse you want.
Verse. Okay. Girl is so refined, she's a model. Dripping the finesse, I'm in love with your moves. She got called smoky ice pink leaf. She's a brass girl with a blotter. When you walked on the walkway, it was epic. You haven't seen a single trap, right?
That was good. So now, growing up, who was your musical inspiration?
Growing up, I would say Wiz.
Whiskey.
But basically, I look up to five people.
Who?
Whiskey, Burna Boy, Omali, Fireboy, and Drippy. I still look up to myself.
So yeah. You can see your music is a combination of all these persons.
Yeah. Try to build different versions of myself.
So your first song was
Ginger,
right?
Yeah.
Then Your Love, then I Like, then Hold On.
Yep.
So have you, those are how many songs?
Four songs.
So have you heard any of this your song anywhere? That you don't know the person, you are just passing and you're like, someone is playing the song. And so how did you feel?
It was a nice feeling. Felt blessed.
like a superstar.
Yeah, the most blown.
So now, like, have you said no to a future or to a beat?
No.
So if a song is against your standards and someone comes to you and says, let's do a future, you agree?
I'll make the best you understand that. Look, yeah, this.
So you don't do trash?
No.
So what is it? Do you define trash or you? What is the definition of
people
trash?
Are always there to penalize all these upcoming artists. So if I should get myself involved in any trash, like I'll get the insult too.
Okay. So what is trash? Which kind of music do you say is trash?
No melody, and let me see, it's not pleasing.
It's not pleasing to you.
Yeah.
So now, what is the best artist or producer you've worked with?
I've got two from both sides. Two artists, that's Nova and Millie. I love the energy around and the chemistry we share whenever we're jumping or whenever we're on a song. Yeah.
So what a producer?
Quest and Master Franzi.
Okay. Quest produced Hold On.
Yeah.
And which other song?
My project.
Okay.
Forthcoming project.
Your whole project was produced by Quest.
Yeah.
So he's mad. We should listen to
him. Mad man. Top notch.
So your remaining three songs were produced by Master Franzi.
Yeah.
So why did Master Franzi do your project?
No, you know Quest, let me say, he's the best when it comes to beat making. So I needed like
a different vibe.
Let me see, I'm looking for the right word. What's that old self? I'm looking for Matthews.
So Quest has Matthews.
Yeah.
And Master Franzi has what? No Matthews.
Let me see. Quest is just the best when it comes to beat making.
When it comes to beat making. So now, are your parents aware that you are doing music?
Yeah, they are.
They are supportive or they are just aware?
My mom is a support, but my dad is against it.
So you know that the father has the most power in this our country?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. You are going to do it anyway.
You won't stop, you know, keep pushing.
That's
you'll get to understand one day that yeah, this boy is gifted.
So now, since your dad is against music, has he ever said anything to you that made you feel so bad?
Yeah.
Well, what did you say?
That when it comes to music, like I give my whole time, like I put myself together, but other things I'm just lazing around. Yeah, he's disappointed though.
He's disappointed in you. So do you feel like stopping at that point?
It's common among fathers in this our country.
They don't care. Mm. So now, have you ever had bad thoughts because someone like Omalay, he ditched university to go into music, producing, I guess, and V, although she's not a musician, but she ditched university and stuff. So, have you ever thought of just giving up the university?
Yeah.
So are you going to do it, or you it's just a thought?
Well, you know, you can't do two things. Like, you need to have something that you give your full attention to.
You need to have a focus.
But now, let's see. Let's do school first, but let's see what the future awaits.
So now, what is the greatest help your city has given to you?
My fans.
Your fans.
Yeah, they love the show to me. It's unconditional. It's massive, man. Like they're my energy.
Yeah, your
without them, nothing. Yeah,
your city is your energy. So your city are giving you bad energy.
Yeah.
What?
Entertainment here is dead.
Entertainment is dead.
I'll see, like me saying this dead, like there's no sponsorship. In a place where there's no sponsorship, how do you expect the young ones like to get inspired or to have the energy to push hard?
So are you talking about entertainment or music in particular?
I'm talking about music, entertainment too. Everything.
Everything. So you take actors here too? Yeah.
Yeah, we have some now.
Few. And few. There are no sponsorships.
Mm.
So now you've been off for a while. I won't lie to you. But how many years?
That's 3 months. 3 months.
I thought it was about 2 years because
no,
I was
man.
Like, I've been expecting your song now. I've been not like, waiting. I'll be like
I was let me see. What's your question, Nigel? I've forgotten.
What should we expect from you?
Expect top note, like great music.
So is it a music or an album or an EP?
I've got 2 shots before the EP.
So you have an EP coming?
Yeah, what's that's the title? Love, EP? Pains and Happiness.
Love, Pains and Happiness. So what should we be expecting from this EP? What's the EP about? Is it about a girl?
It's about like, what I experienced while making this song. So that's why I titled it Love, Pains and Happiness.
Okay.
And it's top-notch, classic.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
So like, do you feel like you are not getting your recognition enough in Nigeria or in just your state? Do you feel like you're underrated in Nigeria or your state? In Nigeria or your state?
My state.
You feel like you're underrated in your state? Why do you think so?
I have more listeners.
You don't have listeners in your state?
Yeah.
Who told you so? You don't have listeners or you don't know your listeners? Which one?
Anyone.
You don't have listeners?
But I still have listeners. I have. But like what I'm expecting.
So what
is there? Yeah.
So what is your best moment of making music?
I'll say the day my mom played my song
that
for a friend.
She played that song, your song for a friend?
Yeah. Like, I was like, God, let me blow already.
So now what's your worst moment?
Mm-hmm. The day I was recording Your Love, I goofed up at the point. Then the producer told me to come out. That, bro, listen to this. Then after listening to it, he told me that there's no magic in this. It's what you give the mic that the mic will give back to you. I felt bad, but it was an advice. So I had to do more, but now...
It was... So now, I was speaking to my friend about the music production promotion.
Yeah.
In our state. Yes. Yeah, the whole circle of Audio Mac. You know this now. I said this to you the other time. The whole circle of Audio Mac.
No, not this question. Not this question. This time around, I'm going to be doing something different, like... The world has evolved, so has music. So I'll be putting my music across all the platforms like Audio Mac, Spotify, YouTube, and the rest.
So you know that some of these platforms are not free to listen to. You understand? So do you think
But I'm sure you do have Boomplay and Audio Mac on your phone.
I have them now.
So the one that is available or the one you have.
Okay. So you are just making it easy for every single person to listen to the music.
So music is business. I can't be wasting phones and me getting nothing.
So do you think someone will be able to pay an underrated artist for some? Because you said you feel underrated. Not maybe you're underrated. So do you think that
maybe I'll underrated, I'm still happy. Like they won't expect much from me. Like I was just surprised them with this coming EP. You guys should watch out for it. I'm serious.
So now, how has your life changed your first song?
The gave me the courage.
They gave you courage. And what about the energy? The love. Like, do people see you differently after your first song?
They loved it.
They loved it. Yeah. I'm talking about you now. Did they see the person who sang this song differently? Like, did your friends see you more of Drippy than normal person they know?
Yeah. So Drippy is different from Austin. Austin is just that normal guy.
So
Drippy is that rock star, pop star. So and that superstar.
So you prefer Drippy to Austin?
Yeah.
Or you think you can join all of them? You can be normal and still be doing supernatural music.
If I'm off.
If you're on
Austin.
Okay, so if you're on the mic, you're Drippy.
Yeah.
So now that we are talking, but you're not singing, are you Drippy or you're
off? I'm still Drippy, man.
So now what's your favorite song that you've made?
I don't have any, trust me. Like all the songs on my EP, like they're like whenever I listen to them, like
it changes.
Guy.
Well, okay, which one is your favorite now?
That's a tough one though.
Which is your favorite now?
Forgive me, but I have to pick two.
No, generally, not about just your EP. Generally, which one is your favorite?
In the morning.
That one, that is it out?
No, it's on my project.
It's on your project.
Yeah.
And what's the second one?
This Kind of Love. Trust me, that's
it's still in your project.
Yeah.
So what about your love now? Because we like that song.
Off my project, I'll say, oh, hold on, it's on it. I'll say your love.
Your love. Mm. Do you pick it because I just said it?
No.
I like that song.
You love it.
So now, why do you do music?
It's my own hustle.
It's your own
hustle. This gift is rare. And it's a way of me getting my phones.
Getting your phones.
Yeah.
So that is your music paying you.
Hmm?
Is it paying you or is it not paying you yet?
It's not for now, but like I said, we're going to be doing something different. So I'm going to be putting my EP across all the platforms. So surely they'll pay me for the streams.
Yeah. So you're confident you get enough streams?
Yeah. I made a classic.
1 million streams.
I'm sure of myself. 1 million streams. I never doubt my music. Oh my God. Yeah.
So now, at what point did you decide to do music?
Way back in primary school.
Primary? How old are you?
10 or 11.
10 or 11. So when did you write your first song?
Just three.
Just, is that Ginger?
No.
It was a different one.
Yeah.
Did you record it or you just wrote it? What was the title?
Just Whack. No.
What was the title? What was the title?
No, just I can't remember.
You are supposed to answer every question.
I can't remember.
So what? Okay. Do you remember what the song was about? Was it about a girl? Or was it about making money, popping bottles? Which one?
Oh.
It was about a girl.
No, like. About swag. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Drippy. Swagging. Is something like that.
Kind of.
So you think it was whack?
Yeah.
You think it was whack?
Yeah.
So now
I truly swag.
It's really for you or because you've evolved. No,
let's be clear.
Because you're growing, that's why you think it's whack. So now you are to throw your big question, your one question to me.
Okay.
I'm on your other questions. Do you want me to read the questions or you know the question?
I know, don't worry. What is the greatest help your city has given to you?
So, okay. So, my promoter, my manager.
Who is that?
Michael.
Okay.
So, after the first episode, I was offline for some time. I had to regret myself because I knew that going into the podcast, I had to be consistent and all of that. Yeah. So, I was scared. So, I went offline. So, he was still posting my stuff and all of that. So, someone was like, when is he dropping the second episode and stuff? Yeah. And I was like, he's waiting. And I was like, okay. When I come back, you give me the guy's number so I can reach out to him and be like, bros, just calm down. You are not, you understand? You are not rushing. So,
yeah.
When I asked, he now told me that the guy said he didn't want my number. I just wanted to be a fan. And I think that's the only person that I've known that's my fan. That has accepted that, okay, yes, I'm your fan. I don't want to be your friend, just your fan. So, it was actually...
Okay, last question. Like, what's your best moment since you started?
Since I started? I think it was the time I read hit 100 streams.
I'm sure you're the youngest.
Yeah, no, I'm young.
I'm the only person doing this.
I'm the only person city. I know in my city, in our city, that is doing this. So now, finally, the big question.
Okay.
Now,
I love this question.
Like we say, you are living your own dream.
Yes.
You are living your own dream. You are doing what you want.
Dream.
Not what any other person wants.
Yep.
So now, You want to blow up.
Yeah, so sure. Everybody I'm tired, man. I can't wait.
So now, you like Don Jazzy.
Yeah.
And Mr. Easy and all this big label. So, what do you think is special about you? Why should it be you? Why should we listen to your next EP? Why should Don Jazzy sign you? Why should Mr. Easy sign you or stuff?
Okay, why should it be me? Because when I started way back, I was whack. I spent time building on my sound and making my sound attractive and myself valuable. I make good music and I've got all it takes. Like Burna Boy said, I don't walk how many kilometers now. You know, you must see one thing in artist that you like for you to sign, like for you to trust in, put in there. So I'm so ready for this journey. So, like anyone that's interested, let me go.
So now you said you walked many kilometers.
Yeah.
So now, not to body you or to bring out a morale, but you know that some persons it take a longer time for them to blow. So do you think this is the right time for you to blow?
Yeah.
So you just blow and ditch school?
Of course.
Yeah, you're okay with that.
I'm okay.
I thought you wait maybe time more.
I need to focus more
on your music or on life.
Okay. Me getting there, like I still need to do more, to hustle more. Yeah.
So now
you can't just expect me, okay, when I'm signed, I'll just rest. Like you still need to push, you know.
So now if you don't get it now, will you stop or you keep pushing?
Because keep pushing. Some people,
once they don't get it, they are demoralized, I guess.
I'm not that kind of person.
So you keep pushing.
I trust my God and I never doubt my energy. And besides, I've come a long way to give up. I make good music, man. And I still have unreleased song that are dope, that so smash.
How many songs do you have in your hard drive?
Up to 16.
16?
Yeah.
And we've heard only 4.
Yeah.
Minus that 4 or?
Plus.
Plus the 4. So you've recorded 16 songs. Yeah. I've heard only 4. And you are releasing 5.
Two before the 5. Yeah.
So are the 2 in the... in the project, or they are outside?
Outside.
They're like, outside the project.
Yeah.
So you are giving us a lot of songs to listen to.
Yeah.
To hold on.
Yeah.
So guys, that has been an episode of The Austin Effect. Why should it be you? And you heard all about it. Why should it be Drippy? And he said it all. He has what it takes. His sound is different. His melody is different. His energy is different.
And you guys should watch out for my forthcoming project. When pains and happiness.
Give us the time, date.
Summertime. It's the best time.
Summertime is the best time. So please don't
forget. I'll take over your playlist, man. Please don't forget when it's streaming, like it's Wizzy's or Davido's song or your favorite. Please
stream this song.
Like it's CK and Blackbones, please. I really need your support.
So now, this EP is going to change your life. It's going to change my life. It's going to change the life of every single person who comes across it. So summertime, we are ready. And don't forget to follow Drippy
on IG, Drippy Pondus, Facebook, Drippy Pondus.
Yeah. And _ the real Austin.
Ladies, you can shoot your shot. I'm singing.
So wait, you are singing while you are singing love songs. This thing gets confusing.
It's imagination, man.
Just my, so you have
you
an
have
imagine,
to picture yourself. You have an imaginary babe. To put on something creative.
You have an imaginary babe.
Yeah. Fantasy, I guess.
So don't forget to shoot your shot. And this is just simple. Shoot it to me. Then
No.
Shoot it to me.
No,
listen to, this is my show. This is my show. So shoot it to me. Then
No.
So guys, this has been the show. Why should it be? Why should it be Drippy? And if you have any other questions, if you should add to the next person coming in, don't forget to send it to me. Hit me up on Instagram _ReallAustin or Austin Odi on Facebook. Thank you and God bless you.
Well, man.